HenryMacau.com. Henry used to have a program on this network. And just for grins and giggles, they threw in democracy.org. I think we went past the top of the hour. Folks, thanks for joining us. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up as soon as my guy gets his stuff together. Play something. You're already into the second hour, so. Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must even...
It seems to me that we must start with Main Street. Once we take back Main Street, then we deal with the politicians, D.C., our local cities, our states, our counties, our stinking education system. It must start with Main Street. It must start in our own neighborhoods. It must all start in our own homes. Good evening. Welcome to another installment of Protecting Your Wealth. Jeff Bennett here on the second hour of the National Intel Report. It has been a stressful few days, maybe a couple of weeks, years, decades. But the last few days with what's going on down in the Houston area, I had an aunt and uncle who lived there until just a few years ago. They both passed. I was there in October of 2014, just before I left RBN almost 3 years ago. And to the best of my knowledge, the cruise ships are still tied up down there in Galveston, affected by the weather. But the people in Texas, particularly in the Houston-Galveston area, have been under stresses the likes of which we would not wish upon our worst enemies. Not this week, not this year, not ever. Flooding from Javi and the weather system in its wake have deluged Texas, with residents finding themselves stranded, abandoned, homeless, worse. Of course, to make all of this even more frustrating, the initial reaction from the city's Democratic mayor was an abysmal and irresponsible set of suggestions to ignore the national weather media warnings because he was scared to death to have 6.5 million people on the damn roads. Of course, all this has led many officials to now publicly state that the damage done by Hurricane Harvey rivals or best that of Hurricane Katrina, a storm that leveled New Orleans and changed the face of American disaster response forever. Oh, I remember some of that disaster response. It was a farce to some degree. But you see, with all of this going on, the vultures have circled around. CNN, of course, openly exploiting the plight of the people of Houston to create better ratings for themselves. The struggling network was caught red-handed, harassing Houstonians at an evacuee shelter, refusing to yield to a mother who gave them a piece of her mind. We got reports coming in from around the city, the state of Texas, horrendous and amoral price gouging of needed supplies, including gasoline and bottled water. And then Anheuser-Busch sends truckloads in with thousands and thousands of bottles or cans of water. There's already been over 500 complaints about price gouging during Harvey over this past weekend. Includes reports up to $99 for a case of water, hotels tripling or quadrupling their prices, fuel going for $4 to $10 a gallon. Those are things you just don't do down in Texas. There's significant penalties if you price gouge in a crisis like this. But you see, anyone who does so can be hit with a $20,000 fine per occurrence, up to $250,000 if the victim is someone age 65 or older. And as far as whether there will be a shortage of goods, the big retailers in the process of reestablishing supply chains as quickly as they can. How are they going to get them in? By boat? In some cases, there's 45, 50 feet of water. We've looked at before and after pictures. It's appalling to me. Of course, now the looters have begun to move in. What's interesting to me is some of the stores who have video cameras, and they're getting images of looters coming in, and he the butter's be heading right for the cash register, man. And they're very slowly and carefully and delicately pulling out every dollar bill, every 10, every 5, every 20. Oh, yeah, don't be forgetting them Finners, man. You got to have them Lincolns. Of course, some of these looters and criminals have been posing as rescuers. Then they robbed the needy at gunpoint. Members of Louisiana's Cajun Navy, who I never heard of until yesterday, they reported today they had been fired upon by just such a group of criminal cretins while attempting to rescue Houston families who've been trapped in their homes. I've seen some absolutely amazing rescues. But watch out for them gators. You might be gator bait. Frustrating. And yet, they've had several weeks. People have made no preparations. I actually saw an image yesterday of a bookstore all boarded up with plywood. Yeah, somebody went out and bought the plywood and went to the inside of the store and put the plywood up. Say, what? You put the boards on the outside, Slick. You try to protect the glass. This guy wasn't too smart. I think back of the story I shared with you several weeks ago about Hurricane Katrina. Other than the fact that busloads of people were evacuated out of Katrina, out of Louisiana, never to return, and they've watered down what communities are able to do around the country now because we've been infiltrated by a whole mess of people that have just lived off the government dole for years, and they come to Arizona and they're still living off the government dole. I think about the family that I dealt with so many years ago that was able to get out of New Orleans with a few rolls of gold in their pocket. I think about a client I was working with and met with last week who purchased $100,000 worth of gold from me last week. He's been a very regular client of mine for many, many, many years. The thing that was interesting is that he said, my God, $100,000, we get these two little boxes with all this stuff in it, you know. It was a mixture of Canadian maple leaves and American eagles. But he realized that if you had a preparedness package, a get-up-and-go package, can you imagine what $100,000 with silver would do? Would drag you down, baby. Oh, yeah, it'd be like an anchor on your boat, on your canoe. But $100,000 worth of gold, you can stick it in Mama's purse and hope she doesn't meet up with Bubba down the street and head the other way. But you understand that she can put some in her purse. You can put some in a fanny pack or in your pockets, and you can move. You can take $100,000 worth of wealth with you. You can't do that with silver. Not if you got kids. Not if you want to, as the Cajun Navy called it, may need to be packing out with a couple of your brothers hanging on your hip. Huh. What role does gold or should gold play in your portfolio? Physical gold is money in the most pure and basic form, my friends. It will stand when everything else falls, predominantly paper. Not only will it be still standing, it'll be standing tall because of fear and panic. I don't think we'll have time to get into it today, but I have come across an amazing story regarding Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies. And I may or may not have shared this with you last week. I think I got into this conversation on a Facebook tete-a-tete over the weekend. I am more and more convinced that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies is merely an invention of the international banksters. It's designed to draw us into a different direction. The ultimate con is to force the entire system to go cashless. But no matter what has ever been done in this vein throughout history, gold and silver have persevered. The ripple effects of consequences from insane levels of counterparty risk that exists in today's financial world is going to soon bring people to their knees. We're going to witness one of the greatest wealth transfers of all time. Today, as throughout history, an ounce of gold can still buy a quality man's suit and all the trimmings. Which tells us that gold, not the dollar, has held its purchasing power. It doesn't matter what spot gold is on any given moment in time, up, down, sideways, doesn't matter. In the last 4 years, things have continued to get worse for the dollar and better for gold, although the day-to-day markets don't see it. But you see, governments hate gold. And remember last week we talked about our marvelous Secretary of the Treasury, Mr. Mnuchin, and his hot, bimbo, stuck-up, blonde-headed actress wife allegedly went down to check out the gold at Fort Knox. Well, it sounds like maybe they were using that as an excuse to be able to get a better view of the eclipse. But governments hate gold because a rising gold price exposes government fraud and corruption. But for the most part, and I have to go back and listen to something John said in the last hour, talking about people not seeing the truth. It's not because they're blind. They don't want to see the truth. Because if they see it and recognize it and acknowledge it, they then have to do something about it. Every time gold rises, it's slammed down because the battle lines are drawn between a corrupt government that cannot allow the price of gold to rise and a free market economic volcano that's getting ready to blow. You see, the only time gold really takes off is when governments and their central banks lose control. The upward spikes in precious metals over the past 19, 20 years have been related to an increasingly troubled financial world. Gold reacts to the upside, as it should. Welfare status try to contain it to keep the perception that all is well. That's what all the manipulation is about. Trying to make people think that everything is just la-di-da, brothers and sisters. But the two most likely candidates for a complete and total collapse would be a derivatives implosion and or a major world credit event that causes severe and debilitating disruptions worldwide. And gold has always been a solution for those who wish to be on the receiving end of the upcoming transfer of wealth. But as we discussed last week, in reality, the physical gold market is quite small. If you look at all the gold that exists above ground and melt it into a giant cube, the cube would only measure 20 yards by 20 yards by 20 yards. That's why they're called precious metal. That's why the gold price will go to levels that most people cannot even begin to fathom. When reality sets in and panic ensues, gold will be the last thing standing. Will you be positioned? I hope so, because it is going to be important It is going to be extremely important. Not for the purposes of making money. I had a long talk with a client earlier today. He's been a client for many years, has an IRA with us. And he owns some physical gold. He is a man with a family, wife, children. And to try to get people to understand the difference between precious metals that go into an individual retirement account, a self-directed IRA, versus precious metals that you hold in your possession. That which you hold in your possession, you have for the rainy day, the floods, the hurricanes, the fires, whatever, so you can stick your wealth in your pocket, get up and go. Don't worry about who you bank with or anything else. Make sure you've got something in your pocket that will allow you to do some barter and trade or whatever the case may be at the other end of the road. Whether you get out of Dodge and go to Atlanta or go up to Podunk, Idaho, or Chicago, or wherever you want to go to. But that goes into the IRA, you're purchasing it with the intent of making money with it, profiting. And so usually in an IRA, I'll usually recommend, it doesn't mean that all clients are going to go with it, I will recommend about 30% of that portfolio into gold, the balance into silver. Why? Silver will outperform. It will grow at a faster rate. But once again, coming back to the personal holdings, you don't want to be stupid. You don't want to be stupid with that umbrella. I want to have some silver, maybe 30% in silver, the rest in gold. But in the IRA, exactly the reverse. And he and I had a long talk about why. Take a look at the percentages. If it goes from its present value of roughly $1,300 an ounce and goes to $1,900, $2,000 an ounce, that's pretty heavy growth. There's no two ways about it. But the chances are that silver at its present roughly $17 value is going to hit $35 long before gold hits $2,000. And when it does that in an IRA, we sell some of it off. Let the money slide back into money market for a while, or even convert some of it over into gold or even to platinum or something of that nature. Putting your money into an IRA doesn't mean buy it, put it there, and forget about it. You've got to manipulate. You've got to work it. Be involved with your self-directed IRA. Position yourself for the greatest degree of growth. Because that day comes that you retire, if retirement accounts haven't been completely robbed and ripped off from us, then hopefully you're going to be sitting on a real nice nest egg. There's a lot of rumors out there that, of course, we got this group that they're talking about huge, huge riots and demonstrations on November the 4th. I don't even know what November the 4th significance is. We got another bunch of people that are going to be marching from Charlottesville over to Washington, D.C. We'll see how many of them make it. They'll get tired. These are the whiners. They're going to be whining on the road. I got a blister. I broke my nail. Don't kid yourself. I didn't have enough water. I passed out. I had a heart attack. I died. I got into a fight with somebody. He beat the crap out of me. Some will make it. To do what? Their goal is to go to Washington, D.C. and rip Trump out of the White House? More and more every day, I'm seeing groups that are posting things on Facebook demanding impeachment, demanding that various articles in the Constitution be used to remove Trump from office. I don't care if you like Trump, don't like Trump. These people are still butthurt that Hillary the witch didn't win. That's all they care about. They just wanted business as usual. Now they might have to face the consequences and pay the piper. My God, they might have to pay their loans back. They might have to get a job. Oh my God, what will I do if I have to work? Stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes. Well, you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru on the train and the full course dress. We got the software. Exploitation.com. We got the pages.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Exciting. Come back to Shuck and Jive. Well, isn't that the life we're living in? Jeff Bennett here, protecting your wealth. There is a sincere belief, to pick up where we left off, that this coming autumn is going to be the autumn or the fall of market turmoil and shock. I think many of us recognize we've got overextended stock markets. They seem ready for major falls. They get over 22,000. They come back down. But same with the buck, the dollar, the so-called world reserve currency, which is only backed by gigantic debt. Property markets worldwide may freeze, fall hard. I happen to live in a county right now that is the fastest growing county in the nation. Businesses have moved back to Arizona for one reason or another. I'm sure favorable tax is a portion of it. Central banks are still trying to hold interest rates down, but they're eventually going to fail, all of which is going to lead to major falls in bond markets. It becomes quite clear to us that the time for change is now very near. And so, at least for those who are forewarned, they can take some preventative actions, or at the very least such knowledge of major changes in the world should probably ease the shock. But it's not going to ease the shock if all you've got is knowledge. Oh, and I know bearers of bad news are unpopular figures. If I'm right, nobody's going to thank me. A lot of people are going to blame me. If they're wrong, meaning me, they're going to be ridiculed, as most listeners know. But I'm not here to be a prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, of doom and gloom. No, my purpose is just to tell things as I see them, warn people about the massive risks that this world is now facing. Oh, well beyond Antifa and all this other nonsense. For the privileged few who have assets to protect or the ability to move to a safer place, now would be the time to do it. I guess I've got the ability, I've got the desire, but I may not have the assets right now. Those things happen. There are 9 steps to the end, as it were. Call it the abyss, if you will. The average person is totally ignorant of the insoluble risks facing the world currently. Record global debts, $225 trillion, which can never and will never be repaid. And it's going to bankrupt most nations in the next few years, both public and private debt. Look at Venezuela. Now, money, whether it's dollars, euros, yen, or yuan, will become worthless within 5 or maximum 10 years. Because governments are going to finish off the 100-year debasement of all currencies, which are already down 97% to 99% since the Fed was founded in 1913. We all know that about the dollar. In 1913 terminology, the dollar today is worth about 2 cents. That's why it costs so damn much money to do everything. I shared with you last week the first home that I remember my mother buying. This is after she and my father were divorced. Oh, I remember every home prior to that. The cottage that I was born and raised in my earliest years in Wisconsin, that was owned by my grandfather, but it was our home, my home. The home that they bought with my aunt and uncle in Northbrook, Illinois, on what was at that time known as Second Street, later became known as Cedar Avenue. Afterwards, my mother was able to purchase a home on Shermer Avenue in Northbrook. And it kind of goes on and on and on. And then she bought the home in the late 50s for $22.5 million. That house recently sold for over $300,000. It's got nothing to do with the increased real estate value. It's the loss of the dollar. Stay with us. We'll be back with the rest of the story on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Sonny Seam from Miami Vice. Welcome back. I'm cutting it short because I got a long way to go and a real short time to get there. We're talking about the abyss. What happens as we build up to the fall, the collapse economically, not just in this country, but around the world? Most assets are going to decline between 75 to 99% in real terms, which includes the bubble markets financed by the credit boom, money printing such as stocks, bonds, property, and dollars. According to GoldSwitzerland.com, in March of 2000, one NASDAQ unit bought 18 ounces of gold. Today, it buys only 4 ounces of gold. Between 2000 and 2011, the NASDAQ fell 93% against gold. By the time it's done, the NASDAQ will fall by 90%. Central banks will become insolvent. And most of them today are nothing but hedge funds with massive leverage. The assets they hold, government bonds, stocks, other bonds, are going to become worthless.
then the demise of those banks will be a blessing for the world, since they are the primary cause of the coming financial collapse anyway. For the third time in about 6 weeks, I happen to be over at my local bank this morning where I conduct my business, and their computer system was down because they're continuing to upgrade on a constant basis. Central banks, my friends, are going to become insolvent. Today, they're hedge funds with massive leverage. And because the bank system will fail, most assets held in a bank will disappear. Their securities, their value, and oh, that's right, your money. And as nations go bankrupt and money printing has no effect, the state will become totally ineffective, which means that there'll be virtually no money left to maintain the socialist system that the world has experienced for nearly a century. A system which most Western countries absorb, and they waste more than 50% of what the country produces. You remember the words of very wise Margaret Thatcher. The problem with socialism is that you eventually run out of other people's money. And this is exactly what will happen next. For as the world runs out of OPM or other people's money, there'll be no money or taxes to fund Social Security, medical care, pensions, defense, etc. And on the one hand, of course, this will be devastating for most people who are totally dependent on the state and other people's money. Of course, on the other hand, government tax departments will be decimated. They'll disappear. Hot damn. And all the unproductive bureau rats and civil servants will also be gone. Man, that would be a good thing. I realize the transition will be devastating for most people initially, but hopefully the phoenix rising from the ashes will come out of this, will create a much stronger and sounder system based on personal initiative and self-reliance as we once had in this nation. You see, the core of democracy and the values are being totally torn down as a result of this socialist system. And yet these Antifa mammy jammers, these crybabies, these rabble-rousers, they don't realize that they are bringing about the socialist system. They all love socialism. They love communism. It sounds so good. You see, the family for so many people is no longer the kernel of society. In the West, the divorce rate is now 50% or above in most countries. And many people are restless. They're less grounded. And that may be linked to the Earth's magnetic field, which is weakening significantly. Religion as well as moral and ethical values are waning. By the way, don't you love the story about Joel Osteen down in Houston who refused to open up his church for those that are suffering and in need down in Houston? Oh boy, the media ripped into him so badly he finally was forced to open it. Of course, I left a comment on Facebook, something to the extent of the fact that Noah's Ark was coming through Houston and they were rounding up two of every kind, but there was no more room for Osteen and his wife. In this world and in this nation today, our heritage, our history, our culture, it's all being denied, not only by the powers that be, but the crybabies who've been promised something better, a paycheck from George Soros, I guess. Tearing down historical monuments is a sign of all of this. Everything must now be politically correct. Political correctness is determined by the minorities, not the majority. And all of this is causing political upheaval in most countries, and it's going to be more so in the coming years. The party in power will be pushed out or lose the next election because they cannot fulfill their socialist promises in a 4-year time period. And the opposition party will gain power since they will promise the earth, but they'll run out within 4 years and be out the window as well. And because of it, we're going to see social unrest and civil wars. People without money or jobs will revolt. There will be major clashes or civil wars between political differences. And physical precious metals will be a major beneficiary of the coming global crisis. Make sure you're packing your brother and sister, by the way. If gold should go to $1,360 to $1,370 an ounce fairly quickly on its way to new highs, and due to a temporary strong dollar, gold in the U.S. is still 29% right now, 28% or so below its 2011 high. In most other currencies, gold is down a lot less. Of course, silver, albeit very volatile, will, as always, rise faster than gold. For anyone considering buying physical gold or silver, there will soon be a time where there will be major shortages. There just won't be sufficient production or stocks to cover the coming demand. I recommend to you that gold and silver should be held. Well, I'm not going to recommend you hold it outside the country of your residence for obvious reasons. You can't use what you can't gain access to. Oh, but we'll run out and get us some of them near bitcoins, Bubba. Yeah, that should be a real interesting deal. A comment that was posted states, I think this commentary is right on target. I'm wondering if the U.S. will be confiscating gold from its citizens that had before. At what point will food be the new gold? We wonder if nuclear war is imminent, will have effect of setting economy to zero. Well, we might ask, what's his name over North Korea? Will there even be a new world reserve currency? Sure, Bitcoin. So could it be possibly advantageous to buy some rubles or yuan? Yeah, these preponderances seem silly to many, but I'm too poor to be able to invest anyway, but my curiosity runs wild, the commentator states. I'm not going to have the time today, and on Thursday I want to delve somewhat more deeply into the Bitcoin situation. I know of a man who has made $200 million in 1 year investing in Bitcoin. But you got to have some money to do that. And it's still a risk because you have nothing in your hand. It is a digital currency. It's out there floating somewhere. It is, as I discussed when I first came back to RBN several weeks ago, this whole business about carrot bar, same thing. Well, yeah, you could take delivery of it, but was it real gold? Or was it on a MasterCard that says you've got X number of ounces on the card? There's all these things that one has to consider. I don't want a credit card. And of course, just like with Carrot Bar, everybody's telling you how private Bitcoin is. Nobody knows about it. Nobody knows you've got it. But when you need it, you can find a business that'll accept Bitcoin. Accept what? A digit? Does it go into an account somewhere where the person accepting it can instantly go out and reuse it or spend it? It's pure insanity to me. Oh, that's right. What we're going to talk about Thursday is the IRS has found a way to get into the Bitcoin business. Oh, I don't mean selling it, tracking it. You're not going to want to miss Thursday's program. This is profound. And I hope it sets the record straight about all these so-called under-the-wire deals. But believe me, like a carrot bar, the second they issue you a MasterCard, the privacy is gone. It's done. It's finished. There is no privacy. You get it? And so now we talk about the amount of dollars that are in existence. What does that mean? What's printed? When we compare the amount of dollars in existence relative to the silver price points, much, much higher pricing. As we mentioned earlier, silver currently trading at about $17 an ounce. It's only about 34% of the 1980 all-time high of $50, which it also reached just a few short years ago. But that's an incomplete representation of what silver is really trading at relative to our dollars. When you look at the silver price relative to U.S. currency, that's the amount of actual printed paper floating around out there. Then it's at its lowest value it's ever been. U.S. monetary base basically reflects the total amount of U.S. currency issued. And originally, the monetary base was supposed to be backed by gold available at the Treasury or Federal Reserve to redeem the said currency issued by the Federal Reserve. Hasn't been that way for a long, long time. 1933 for gold, For you and I, governments could trade their paper currency for our gold. And that's why Nixon had to close the window. Charles de Gaulle in France was raping us. They were turning all their bills, their U.S. dollars in that they'd get from the GIs over in Paris, who were over there getting hookers and having a bunch of good times in Paris, and turning it into demanding payment in gold. We had to honor it. Of course, silver came to an end in 64. But there's no more trading. You can't walk into a bank and give your dollars and say, give me an equal face value in gold or silver. Of course, the lower price of silver is relative to the monetary base, the more the currency is debased. And the dollar today is at its most debased it has ever been in the last 100 years, relative to silver and gold. And with all the excess dollars out there, the market's eventually going to seek an equilibrium, which means that silver will spike in price as it did in the late 70s. Thank you, Jimmy Cotta, the peanut farmer. His brother's beer sucked, and I hate Budweiser. I could get into some discussion about trading terms, but it serves no purpose to do so today. Just remember that all of these things play into where we are going to wind up. The time to prepare is still before us. Would have been better to do it a long time ago, but we didn't. We take what time we have left, if we have anything left to protect, if we have any cash access anymore. Oh, I don't care what Bosco said before he left office earlier this year. And I don't care what anybody else says. For the average Jane and Jamoke out there in America, things have not gotten better. Things have not improved. I make no bones about it. I've gone through the worst 2 years I've gone through in 20 years. And people have had to liquidate their holdings to be able to survive. I know people who've died and their families knew they had gold and silver, but the families can't find it. I know an attorney down in Texas who owned a lot of acres, and he had stuff buried all over the place. His family can't find the stuff. What good is it if somebody can't gain access to it? I read headlines all the time. Gold set to shine as Washington stumbles. Bet on gold's diversifying properties rather than political stability. Well, we know there ain't no political stability. World's largest asset manager believes Trump and political drama in the U.S. means gold likely to rise. Headline, real rates flattening out, rising political instability. Headline, for now, my bias would be to stick with gold. Headline, U.S. debt ceiling issue to be fractious as bankrupt U.S. hits $20 trillion debt. And investors will again turn to gold in the coming political strife. These are the kind of headlines we see on a almost daily basis. Russ Kosterich, a guy over at a firm called BlackRock, said, for now, I would prefer to bet on gold's diversifying properties rather than political stability. Well, not for the first time this year, BlackRock has spoken about his faith in gold during times of both financial and political instability. Those times are now. This guy is one of the world's largest money managers. And since the beginning of the year, he's been adding to the gold position of the $39 billion global allocation fund. Gold is now the fund's second largest position. My problem is I'm not into funds. I'm into the real thing. I want it in my pocket. I don't want somebody else holding it on paper, because that's what a fund is. It's gold on paper. And yet gold's performance is up 12% this year to date. 13% now. It's pretty interesting. A very hard to define asset, often thought to perform best when either inflation or volatility is rising. This year has been notable for both falling inflation, record low volatility, which all raises the question, what is powering gold's ascent and can it continue? And two trends stand out. And these are key, my friends. Real rates have flattened out. Political uncertainty has risen. And so the question becomes, what are you going to do for yourself, for your own families? At Kettle Marine, and we are the exclusive representative for precious metals sales and brokerage for Republic Broadcasting Network. And I can continue to reiterate this over and over and over. Personally, I've been a metals trader and broker since 1990. But I opened up my own firm in 1996 after having spent 6 years working for good companies, bad companies, companies that did stupid things, companies that had a whole bunch of telemarketers that were constantly on the phone calling you. One such company kept telling you about, well, you know, gold and silver was mentioned in the Bible 700 and some odd times, but you ain't never seen no reference to the dollar because that's the money of the devil. And they'd pray over you and they'd speak in tongues over you for the right guy. And it was just sickening to me because I realized they were no different than the mentality of a Joel Osteen. I don't much care what you think about the guy. There is a difference between religiosity, churchianity, and spirituality. And most of these mega churches pass that collection plate to benefit one person. And that's the preacher and his family. So these are things we have to watch for. I worked for another firm that did a marvelous, marvelous job, and then they decided to sell the company out. And I went to work with Robbie Noel and several other people at another firm that did the deal right until the owner got stupid and greedy and kept falling for so much garbage that he was letting the brokers control what was going on in the company. Two brothers, one working for the company, the other one who'd left the company and started his own, doing everything they could to outbid each other. They didn't care if the company made money, because the guy working with us still got his fat compensation or his commission, and the company got the sale, even though the company may have lost money doing it. Makes no sense, does it? At which point I decided to start my own company. I like to think we've done it the right way over the years. I don't pick up the phone. I don't dial for dollars. If somebody says, would you call me if this happens? I said, no, that's up to you to do. Because I don't have time to make a calendar and determine who wants me to call them and what day at what time. Do I always have the lowest prices? Probably not. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It just depends on whether we can get a screamingly hot deal. Did a transaction for a gentleman this morning, a very large IRA, and he's had this with me for many, many years. He had a fairly large 401k for a company he worked for that is now leaving the idiotic state of California, and they're moving to Texas. Pray God it wasn't going to be Houston. So he had a considerable amount of money in his 401k. He's rolled it over into his precious metals IRA. We picked up, we did the 30-70 split. We put about 16 ounces of gold in, because most of what he's got in the IRA now is gold. I really wanted to see an increase in silver, which we did. By the time it was done, I was able to pick up for him 226 additional ounces of silver by making a couple of very careful maneuvers on his behalf. And he is one ecstatic individual. If silver only goes up 10 bucks an ounce, he's just picked up how much? You know, bang, 260 times $10. What is that, $2,600? That's $26,000. I don't know. I can't even think right now. I'm tired. It's been a long day, and I still got a full night ahead of me. But this is what we do, and I'm here to serve your needs. Now, I still, for those of you who want to tease me, I still haven't gotten my voicemail set up, but I have a phone that is exclusive to listeners at RBN. And I want the opportunity to talk with you and to see what it is you're trying to do. If I can't help you, I'll let you know that. If I can, we'll see what we can do, and we'll fight for you. After all, it's your money. It's not our money. It's not my money. I don't have the right to play with your money. I was on the phone the other day with a woman who tried. She and I kind of played texting tag over the weekend, and I've not heard back from her. And, you know, I threw some darts. She wasn't really particularly, or did not give me the signal she was particularly ready to do something. She's interested in gold. She sent me a text and said, what kind of a general price range can we look at for gold eagles? And, you know, I might be able to walk into Joe's Coin and Rock shop and beat the price, depending on how many she wants to buy. I don't want to be walking out of a coin store with, you know, 10, 20, 30 gold pieces in my hand and watch some slug homeless guy watching me and decide to follow me. I like the privacy. I also like, one of the reasons we do this for RBN is this will help RBN continue to do what it has to do. So even if we're slightly higher priced than somebody else, is that worth it to you? That's a decision you have to make. So we invite you to do two things. We have an exclusive number that we've developed for listeners to RBN. It is area code 602-909-8691. That's 602-909-8691. We also invite you to visit our website, which at present time is called, and this is a tough one, Kettle Moraine Precious Metals.com. Kettle is spelled just like a pot and a pan in a kettle. Moraine is spelled M-O-R-A-I-N-E. Kettle Moraine Precious Metals.com. What I am trying to do is see if we can do a change to that website and come up with something that's much more like KML Gold, something of that nature. We're working on it. But I've only got so many hours of the day. So, look, we're near the end of our time today. I want you to visit our website. Yes, there's news articles there. There's headlines. There's sections called Why Gold. Get into that area, Why Gold. We try to answer these questions for you while we're on the air. Thursday, I want to get into more into Bitcoin. I want you to understand the pros and cons of Bitcoin. We're not involved with it. We don't deal with it. I don't want to deal with the unknown. And my understanding is there is currently over 400 cryptocurrencies available in the world today. Which one's going to come out on top? I don't know. Right now, it's Bitcoin. But as we're going to talk about on Thursday, the IRS is now sticking their nose into Bitcoin. How much privacy are you going to be able to maintain? That's going to be a very, very tough one for people to answer. You need to tune in and listen to the program. Any questions you've got, any comments, you can always email me through the website. Let me know you're an RBN listener if you do that. And I'm going to pay very careful attention to what your needs are. Try to answer your questions. Gold, silver, platinum. Yes, even copper. We have a section on the Kettle Moraine Precious Metals website dealing with copper. Go take a look at it. Read it. I think you're going to find it interesting. How are we doing time-wise, man? Got another minute or so? What? About a minute and a half. Okay. Anyway, please, I invite you to do that. The site's been in existence for a good number of years. There are some other categories in there you want to take a look at, but the Why Gold section is a very interesting one to look at, and invite you to do so. You know, for a lot of you, none of this stuff is new. You know what I'm saying? It's, you've been around with it, you've seen it, you've read it. Some of you have practiced it, but, yeah, so there's lots of stuff there you can look at. We got headlines out of the past. Those are generally old articles we've recycled. We got a head segment called Take That Copper, The Mine of the Shaft. That's pretty obvious. Some viewpoints and why gold, but I strongly urge you to take a look at that. Up toward the top, there's sections, the information vault, the asset vault. Hold your mouse over it. There's a drop down. Click on them. You'll get an idea of the kind of stuff we do. Maybe on Thursday, we'll explain to you why we don't publish prices on the site. Okay? Is that going to work for you guys? Hope it does. Once again, our phone number is 602-909-8691 for the next 2 hours. I'm not going to be available. I'll be around tomorrow, and my phone's reportable. They're with me all the time, so do stay with us. I'll be back with you Thursday. More stuff coming up on RBN here in just a few moments. And run me some tunes, man, and I'm going to bail.
Quick question for you. Yeah. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, They know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.